As the cost of health care continues to rise, some people have been turning to health care sharing ministries as a lower cost alternative to traditional health insurance plans. But complaints about the organizations have been mounting, including here in Connecticut. Connecticut Mirror Health reporter Jenna Carlesso wrote about them in a recent article and joins us now to talk about it. Jenna, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
First, let's explain what a health care sharing ministry is. How do they work?
These are organizations, many of which are nonprofit. Members pay in a monthly contribution or a premium with the expectation that the money is being pooled among members and paying out medical bills as members submit them.
So Jenna, who runs these programs? Healthcare sharing ministries makes me think of church. Are these religious organizations that are running them?
So these are mainly 501c3 nonprofit organizations. But in order to buy into them or to become a member, several of them in their marketing materials say that they are seeking members who are of a common religious or ethical belief. And I believe many people who've signed up have had to sign some sort of statement to that fact.
What's the appeal? Who are the people who tend to sign up for these programs?
Many folks who sign up for these programs are looking for a less expensive alternative to traditional insurance. They may shop for a plan and find that they can't afford the premiums. And very often, the ministries are offering a less expensive alternative. On the other hand, there is not a guarantee of payment of medical bills or coverage for members.
About how much do the plans cost, and what do people get in return?
The members can select from different policies that have different prices attached to them, different monthly contributions, and what they get in return is outlined in their contract. Although there are members who go in believing that a certain type of health service would be covered and find out later that they're not. For example, a complainant last year had mentioned that she went in for a heart attack and found out that they were considering that a pre-existing condition. In another case, somebody had an appendectomy or an appendix removed, and that was deemed a pre-existing condition.
In your report, you talk about a Connecticut woman whose husband had changed jobs, forcing her family to shop for affordable health insurance. They sign up for one of these health care sharing ministries and quickly realize this was not what they bargained for. Tell us what happened.
So in her case, she understood that it wasn't traditional insurance, but I think from her perspective, there was still an expectation that bills would be covered, or at least covered more than they were. She and her family returned from a trip to Spain in March of 2020, and their four-year-old son began to feel sick. He had a cough, fever, short of breath, and as a concerned parent, she took him to get a COVID test. This was early on in the pandemic as things were ramping up at a drive-up hospital site. And she showed them her health ministry card. The interesting thing is, because COVID tests are free for people who are uninsured, had she gone up and said, "I don't have insurance," they wouldn't have billed her for it. But in her case, because she showed a ministry card and because her ministry denied coverage for that COVID test, she was left with a $270 bill that she paid.
And even people with insurance, I mean, the insurance companies are paying for these tests in full.
That's right.
Do we know how many of these organizations are operating in Connecticut?
So we don't know how many are marketing their plans in Connecticut because they are unregulated. So they're not required to submit their marketing materials to the insurance department in our state for review. There's no formal count of how many are operating here, and there's no formal count or way to tell how many people have signed up, although a trade group for the ministries has put an estimate of about 1.5 million nationally and just over 5,000 in Connecticut.
These ministries exist all over the country, and you mentioned that several lawsuits have also been filed in at least four states. What's being done to address the problem in Connecticut?
In Connecticut, the insurance department has issued a cease and desist order against two of the groups, a company named Trinity HealthShare and another one that markets it called Alira Healthcare. Alira and Trinity have appealed it here, and the insurance department, it says the hearing is on hold. They're trying to negotiate a date One additional thing I would mention is the legislature this year, lawmakers are going to take a stab at trying to regulate these groups in Connecticut. There was a similar bill that came up last year, and it was shelved because the legislative session was suspended amid the pandemic. But the co-chair is very in favor of running this bill again. This bill would, you know, if passed, would make these ministries compliant with provisions of the ACA, including guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Jenna Carlesso is a health reporter for the Connecticut Mirror. The article is called, "It Appears This Is a Scam, Complaints Accelerate Against Healthcare Sharing Ministries in Connecticut." Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And this is Connecticut Public Radio News.